The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I started to say I'm going to pull this out of the weird and wacky file, but I'm afraid if I said that, I guess I already did, didn't I? Afraid I might offend people in our audience, and I am sure occasionally I offend people, but it is never because I want to. It is never because I don't believe I have ever gone on the air with the desire, with a plan to offend anybody in our audience. Now, there have been many times in the last 20 years that I have gone on the air knowing that what I was going to say would offend people. But I felt I had to say it, even if it did offend. But it has never, I have never wanted to offend. I probably shouldn't have gone into that. But anyway, this story, it's about a small town in Louisiana, Cow Island, Louisiana. And the strange thing is, Cow Island, Louisiana is not an island. And that's another whole story. But anyway, the parishioners of St. Anne Church in Cow Island, Louisiana, for many years have asked their local priest, the Reverend Matthew Bazzari, B-A-R-Z-A-R-E. And I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm not. That's how B-A-R-Z-A-R-E. Bazzari, Bazzari. Reverend Matthew Bazzari. Anyway, for several years, the parishioners of St. Anne Church in Cow Island, Louisiana, have asked the priest to come out to their fields and bless their farm fields with holy water. Well, for several years, the local priest of the parish has been happy to oblige the parishioners with farms and so forth. And he has gone out, visited their farms, and traveled around and taken holy water and blessed their fields. Well, this year, he got a new idea. Yeah. Well, let me just read you the story. A church in Louisiana has used a crop duster to bless the town of Cow Island with 100 gallons of holy water ahead of the Christmas holiday. This past Saturday, Saturday before Christmas. On Saturday, parishioners of St. Anne Church in Cow Island, Louisiana, headed to the local airstrip to fill a small plane with holy water that would rain down as a blessing to those in the community. Reverend Matthew Bazzari, Bazzari, told National Public Radio, it was, quote, the most economical way to bless the most people, saying we can bless more area in a shorter amount of time. The priest admitted that the crop duster was the most water he had ever blessed, adding, I've blessed buckets for people and such, but never that much water at one time. The Reverend noted that the mass blessing caught a lot of attention. He explained, quote, they heard the plane coming first, and so they had enough time to step out of their house and see it spread. praying, end quote. The priest said the idea of using a crop duster to bless the whole area was first raised by one of his parishioners. He brushed off the idea at first, but it grew on him over time. He decided to wait until winter rolled around so that those in the community would know the plane was not dropping pesticides because it was outside of the growing season. Yeah, it's important to distinguish between pesticides and holy water. Quote, most parishes have a central location, but my area that I have to cover is a good 30 minutes to the next church. And so by plane, we realized it might be the easiest way to sprinkle people's fields rather than me going in a car to different locations, the priest said, adding, it does have a history for us in our Catholic faith that the priest would bless the fields and, of course, the community around certain times of the year, especially harvest times. We call them Ember Days. The event was a hit among the churchgoers, and Barzari noted that he plans to make it an annual occurrence. He also plans to expand the blessings by filling the crop duster to its maximum capacity, 300 gallons. Cow Island is not actually an island. Got its name for being an elevated area that tends to stay above the flood lines when Louisiana faces hurricanes and so forth. The priest said, quote, other places saw the headline and they are already trying to plan to do something like it as well. A new trend. Now, watch. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Now, first, I want to say this kindly. I want to say it graciously. There is not a shred of scripture about holy water. There isn't. There is not a shred of scripture about holy water, but anyway, if this becomes a trend, here's what's going to happen. Somebody in the community is going to contact the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they're going to write a letter to the local city council or whatever, and they're going to scream and yell and shout and saying, we don't want holy water on our house. We don't want to be inundated with holy water. Holy water offends us. So I can almost guarantee you that, well, anyway. Okay. Now, again, I think this is silly. I do. Holy water from a crop dust. But the first thing I thought of when I read this story, how do you make sure? I mean, pesticides are incredibly condensed. You know what I mean? I mean, if you have used pesticide at your house, you know, like, Roundup. You put just a tiny little bit in a whole gallon, and it, you know, how do they know that all of the pesticide, which these planes, these crop dusters are used only for chemicals, poisons, how can they be sure that the water coming out of this crop duster that normally sprays poisonous pesticides, how do they know that it's been flushed out and I don't know. But anyway, the priest in Cow Island, Louisiana, believes this is going to be a new trend, using crop dusters to spray holy water over entire communities. Wow. Okay. We're going to take a break. I may go get some water. It will not be holy water, but all right, we'll be back.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, 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 did you know that if you believe in the flood of Noah, the whole story of the ark and all that, that you are believing nothing more than a fairy tale, and that's why you voted for Donald Trump? Well, at least that's the opinion of Chuck Todd. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yesterday morning on Meet the Press, Chuck Todd had some of the editors of the Washington Post and the New York Times on the program, and they were trying to figure out how could any reasonable person with a half a brain, how could they possibly support Donald Trump? And if you are a Christian, how could you possibly support Donald Trump? Well, in order to illustrate his theory, Chuck Todd referred to a letter to the editor, which, by the way, is about a year old. But he quoted from it, and here is part of the letter to the editor that Chuck Todd used to illustrate why conservative Christians could possibly support Donald Trump. Here it is, at least in part. We all know why white supremacists do. That is obvious. But why do good people support Trump? It's because people have been trained from childhood to believe in fairy tales. From childhood, they were told stories that were fascinating, but simply not true. This set their minds up to accept things that make them feel good. Later in life, some people mature, study facts and cause and effect, and start thinking more logically, even if the results are undesirable. So, you have this population that loves Trump because he makes them feel good. The more fairy tales and lies he tells, the better they feel. Trump is a master liar who knows what makes people feel good, and that is what he goes with. Sure, it would be nice if climate change did not exist. Show me a person, you ready for this? Show me a person who believes in Noah's Ark, and I will show you a Trump supporter. There are multiple solid scientific reasons the Ark did not happen. Some people learn this and some don't, and those who don't will accept Trump. And they went on in their discussion, Chuck Todd, editors from the Washington Post and the New York Times, to agree with his editorial. Well, the only reason anybody would support Donald Trump is because they believe in fairy tales like Noah's Ark. Let me read this quote again. Now, by the way, this is not Chuck Todd who said this. It is a letter that he read, but he did not dispute it, nor did any of his guests. Show me a person who believes in Noah's Ark, and I will show you a Trump voter. There are multiple solid scientific reasons the Ark did not happen. Really? Would you like to show us some of those solid scientific reasons why we would know that the Ark did not happen? You know, there is so much evidence, folks, that there was not just a local flood, but a universal flood. Never forget, many of you know that I have gone to Moldova many, many times through the years. Probably 6 or 7 years ago, on one of those trips to Moldova, we took a little side trip one afternoon to a place called Old Orhei. There is the city of Orhei, which is a large city, about 40 minutes from the capital, Chisinau. And then there is Old Orhei, and it is a major archaeological site. You go there, and you find caves where there were cave dwellers thousands of years ago. cave dwellers, and they found all kinds of artifacts and so forth in these caves where cave dwellers lived, again, thousands of years ago. Today, there is a very small monastery in one of those caves. There is a resident priest there in the cave, and it's fascinating to visit. But if you go to the highest elevation, and these caves are up on the side of a mountain with a sheer cliff down the side, and you have to go up to the top, and then you kind of scale down to some of the caves. Now, I looked it up one time, and I can't remember, but it is several hundred feet above sea level, many hundreds of feet above sea level. And yet, if you go into these caves, particularly two or three of them, the ceiling, walls, and floor are completely embedded with seashells. Seashells. Now, remember, hundreds of feet above sea level. And the cave is completely embedded. All of the walls, all the ceilings, all the floor covered with seashells that have been there for thousands of years. Now, how did seashells get into caves hundreds of feet above sea level? Now, I think most reasonable people would conclude, I don't think people went down to the seashore many, many, many miles away, probably 200 miles away, and got buckets of seashells, took them up to these caves, climbed hundreds of feet up to this mountain, and then somehow figured out a way to embed them in the floor, the walls, and the ceiling. The only explanation is a massive flood. But according to Chuck Todd and the intellectuals at the New York Times and the Washington Post, these are fairy tales that only fools would believe. That, my friend, is the opinion of the mainstream media about you. Fools that believe fairy tales. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.